Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about vision as we wind down this season, this year, Emancipation. This book will be out in 2025. And also, I'm launching my TV networks, GB, as well as my morning talk show, Global Loft. And my books will be available. You'll hear more about this a little bit later. But we're talking today about vision, really having a vision. Visionary. You've heard the term visionary. A visionary sees something in the future, and they go that direction. People do that with Bill Gates. Say that about Bill Gates. You have musical visionaries like Billy, Mrs. Thorpe. You had other visionaries. And they went a direction and they guided the world into a new space. That's what a visionary does. Visionary leadership guides people into a new place. And this is what we're doing on the network. You know, GB is just a visionary company guiding the world into a new space. And so this is one of the reasons why we understand what a vision is. When you have a vision, you have something in your heart. It's in your heart that you want to accomplish. You see something. Your heart taps on the realm of the spirit, and you see something. When you have a vision for your life, you want to better your life physically, mentally, financially, socially. So you begin to make changes to adapt to that change because you have a vision. A vision is a direction you want to go. And so when we have visions for our lives, we have a purpose. Our spirits work to guide us into that. Our energies help to make our visions reality. I had a vision to go to college and to create something. And you don't talk about your vision to everybody. Your vision is not taught. Your vision is caught. People will catch your vision from your spirit. They will catch your from your energy. They will catch your vision. This is why I always just kept my mouth shut about what I wanted, and then it would just always kind of appear. Your vision is always caught. People will be around you and be attracted to you that are a part of your vision for your life. They will just sort of come into your life to be a part of your vision. This is why you don't talk about it to everybody, because people will try to talk you out of your vision. But your vision is a direction you go. This is why it's spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially. What are the things you want in your life? You get to choose that. Learning to really write down your vision is really important. What things do you want in these areas? You know, what kind of life do you want? What kind of relationships do you want? What do you want to do? Setting a vision. Every year in January, I set a vision for what I want out of that year. I always set things. Just in my mind, I just sort of set the vision of what I want to happen. We have a vision for the network. John has a vision for the network about what's getting ready to happen. He has a 10-year vision for the network, 10-year schedule. Nick, my best friend, has a 10-year vision for, his health and wellness company. They have long-term visions. It keeps you in a focus. It keeps you going into the place and space you desire. We have this network, Simplicity in Life, launching within 2 years, and our Language of Kings and Queens launching. Those are visions. They're directions that you want to go. And because they're visions, they will come to pass. They will come to pass immeasurably, infinitely far above and beyond. This is why you set them in your mind. Write down your vision. What do you want out of your life? You don't just settle for where you are. You don't settle for where you think that this is all there is. There isn't. One of the reasons we're doing our LB53 and our Youth in Motion Network is to teach kids that there's an entire big world out here. My best friend Brian did that to me in 1998. He took me up to Washington, D.C. He said, "This is a big world." I was in a small town called Boone, North Carolina. One of the things about people that try to be in small towns, there are things that will try to tell people that they're all there is. This is one of the reasons why Nick is starting in a small town called Vidalia, to give these kids a big view of the world where they can connect to the world. This is what our LB53 Foundation, our Youth in Motion, is doing. It's connecting kids to the bigger world outside so they can dream. And so this is really important. Brian took me to Washington, D.C. and showed it, and I never forgot it. 4 years later, I was there, doing exactly, everything I could possibly imagine. And D.C. was a wonderful space. And Brian was right. He said, this is a big world. You're going to do big things. And so you're called to do big things. Brian was right. He said, you're going to do big things, global things. And he's here on this journey with me for this next leg of this journey. And so this is why you have people that will see where you're going as well. When your vision, and what Brian didn't know was what the Spirit had shown me. And Brian didn't know what was in my heart. Brian didn't know that my dream had been to work for a Fortune 500 company, in big business, which is, I watched a movie called by Lily Tomlinson and Bette Midler called Big Business, and that just registered with me so strong. Same thing with working 9 to 5, that corporate world, and there I ended up in New York City doing exactly that whole thing. That was when I was 14 or 15. I just watched those movies. It was just funny because there was two sets of twins that were mixed up, and they were mixed up, two sets of families. And then one of the things was, they were in one set of twins was in a place called Jupiter Hollow, and another one, was in, New York City, and they ended up meeting. So their paths crossed by divine providence. And it's the same way with us. What's in our hearts are in our hearts, and it will attract people to us. We don't have to, when we are working on ourselves, we have a vision. We keep these things on our hearts, and the right people will show up to help us get to those places and spaces. We don't have to push against anything because our spirits help to align us to the right places and spaces. The wrong people will not be there. Like my best friend, Brian. Brian is also working with us on GB. He is overseeing our political spectrum, part of that. Which is an elections network. He's overseeing it and globally. Success, especially this time with the elections coming up. And so it's just amazing, that he saw that vision, and that was 25 years ago. And here he is being a part of what he saw. And, like I said, he saw it. And now, 25 years later, he's still a part of it. And that's how it works. People that will see you will walk the road with you. They won't want anything from you. They will encourage you because they see you where you're trying to go. And this was in my heart. So did my mentor Michael Cotton and Rick Sizemore. They saw where I wanted to go, and they worked to get it. The character, they worked on my character. So did my mentor Dr. Coleman, Dr. Ulmer, and Dr. Fleming. They all worked on my character to help me to get there. Be professional, walk professionally, talk professionally, do things. This is why we teach people to walk in professionalism. You walk in professionalism, you be on time to things, you show up early. Part of success is just showing up, diligence, having a diligent attitude. You work hard to get where you're supposed to get to. I went to Appalachian State, went to Appalachian State, and you had to work hard. You paid them to tell you that you're working hard. My best friend Craig and I went to Appalachian State together. He graduated in 2003. I graduated in 98 and went back to graduate school after that. But that school taught you diligence. You had to work. I remember when Dave Chappelle used to come on, everybody would be working away. Then all of a sudden 9:30, everybody would work from like 4. People would be in there busting things out. From about 4 o'clock, they get out of class. Everybody was in the computer lab, busting everything out. At 9:30, the lab will clear out. It didn't close to 11, but the lab will clear out because of, Dave Chappelle was coming on. People just were focused in the business building. You just learned to be focused. They were focused on getting these assignments done. And that's what you have when you have a vision. You have a focus on your life. This is what Don has created a book called The Tale of Three Kings. Talks about focusing on your life. You know, centering yourself. This is one of the reasons why we have meditation, is to center ourselves on our vision. And so Don is doing that, and his book is coming out to help people, especially men and especially black men, to help center themselves to where they're supposed to go, to give them the information they need to get there. You know, this, you know, to work on their emotions, to understand about their wealth and, you know, their finances. This is what happens. Our spirit guides us into these spaces and places. And so it's really amazing, you know, and because he wanted to create a better life for himself, and he did it. So he, you know, so he's doing that for other people. And so this is why it's important to really have a relationship to yourself in your vision, because your spirit helps to guide you. Your energy helps you guide you into your space. It won't, you know, it works against other people, but it helps you. Your energy always helps you accomplish what you want to do. This is what your energy does. This is why you tell people to get rid of their negative energy. Get rid of anything negative, because it works against you. Your negative energy works against you. You know, you have a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom, and it works for you. Your negative, if people have negative energy, it always works against them. Your energy works for you to cause everything to happen in the way you want to. And this is why we work on ourselves, love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. Our spirits work for our benefit to make everything happen for us. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We're talking about vision and understanding, you know, vision for your life and really understanding what you want in a relationship. And one of the things to do, especially in this world where there's, you know, about the relationships, you have to have an abundance mentality and understanding, you know, that you're not just limited to what you see in front of you. One of the most beautiful things you can do is to put in your mind about what you want. Just create a mental checklist of what you want. One of the things that's beautiful is my neighbor, Freddie, told me something one time. I was like, he said, your list should be in your mind. And it that does work. Create a checklist in your mind of what you want. Create a list, a visual picture of what kind of person do you want? What kind of what do you want your partner to look like? Their attributes. You put a clear mental picture of this. I did this in 1995. I had a clear picture of what I wanted in my mind. You know, what you want, what kind of person you want. You just sit there and dream about it. And, you know, I've always had a clear picture of that. Always, you know, that has always been stuck in my mind. What kind of person I want, what kind of body, what kind of personality that they needed to have. You know, that's always been in my mind. That's never left my mind. And I got what I got it, many times over, actually, not just once. And, but many times over, this is why you put this in your mind. You don't have to accept anything that you don't want. But you learn to put a clear picture in your mind about what you do want. You know, this is part of your vision. What kind of person do you want? Where do you want to, you know, what kind of things you want to dream about? You get what you want. You get what you desire. Your spirit, your energy works with you to attract that into your life. I've always had a clear picture of that. You know, since I was a, you know, teenager, I always knew what I want. You know, here I am approaching 50. Still, it's still coming into my life. So, you know, I've always gotten the relationships, the beauty of what I wanted. But that's what vision does. You know, you don't have to accept everything that comes by. Have a clear picture in your mind so your spirit will work with you to attract everything into your life. Because you don't, you know, you don't have to accept anything or anybody that's not supposed to be there. I mean, you don't have to just accept everything that comes along. You know, what kind of personality, you know, what do you want them to look like? What do you want them to act like? How do you want them to treat you? Visualize this. That's why visualization is powerful, because you visualize what you want. You always visualize what you want. You begin to attract it into your life. Visualization is powerful. You don't just accept anything that comes to your mind. But this is your life. What do you want? This is this is important. You can find this also in my book, Simplicity in Life, on lulu.com. Just type in lulu.com. It talks about this. You know, you get the things you desire. You get the relationships, you get the body, you get it, because you're focused on what you want. So, but you set the vision in your mind, what kind of relationships you want, where do you want to go? What do you like? What do you imagine them to look like? And you begin to do that, and you do that every day. But get into the habit of just taking a minute to set a vision about your life. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about vision and understanding vision, and really setting a vision for your marriage and for each other. You know, learning to dream and support your partner's dreams in your marriage is very, very important. So many people want to get married, and then they get married and it's just like hell on earth. And it's because they don't take the time to dream about their partners. The statement I will give you again. You every day just sort of, and you have this with my, there's a Blue Whales and Eagles journal that we'll do, but we also have the Language of Kings and Queens journal too. Talks about, you know, take a minute to say, may all your dreams come about immeasurably, infinitely far above and beyond anything you could ever ask, think, or imagine for your partner. Always do that. Think about that every day. Take a minute to do that for your partner every day in the vision. Learning to support your partner's dreams is very, very important in your marriage, because it benefits both of you, is what my friend said in New York, and she understood it. You know, if your partner thrives, so do you. You thrive as well. Whatever your partner does, you benefit from. So you supporting your partner, both of you benefit together. It's not a race, it's not a competition, it's a benefit, because it's multiplied by three. And so when you work with your partner to help them accomplish their goals, you benefit as well, because it's a benefit thing. There's no race. It's easier because you have the power of agreement, the energy. My friend Jason told me about this, about how him and his wife were trying to buy a house, and you know, they just came into agreement. He said he was doing something, he was in a meeting, and just felt the surge of energy because they were together, and they got a call. I don't know if it was later that day or the next day, that their loan had been approved for their house, and they bought a house. I was really proud of them, being 21 years old, and you know, him and his wife bought their home. They bought their home. And so this is really, 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 really awesome, you know, that, you know, you have a plan. This is why you have a financial plan. You have a spiritual plan. You have a spiritual vision. You have a mental vision, you know, learning together, learning, you know, reading books together, going to the bookstore. You know, what do you want for your kids? How are you going to raise your kids? What's the vision for your kids? What's the vision for your family? What's the vision for your generational wealth? You know, social. This is what you do. You have this for your family. And if you're taking the time to meditate for your family every day, this is going to just come about, because it's your energy. You and your spouse are one energy. That's what you have to remember. You know, you're the same energy. This is how they got attracted to you in the first place, because of your spirit, the inner you. The people see the inner us when they want to settle down. They don't see anything outside of us. If somebody looks at your energy and sees that they will walk away from some people. And so that's why it's important to really work on your energy, your energy. You know, negative people don't attract good people. That's a promise. I promise you that. Good people attract good people. Good energy always attracts good energy. That's why you learn to work on yourself. That's what you see. This is why I always tell you every day, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. You continue to attract that energy. It will work out. Things run by energy. You know, the universe is run by energy. So you and your spouse are one energy. And so you attracting that is going to attract more things into your life. You're working on yourself, humility. Always humble yourself. You're not better than anybody else. You're lifting somebody else up. Integrity. Do what you say. Always do what you say. Do what you say in your marriages. If you make a promise, you fulfill it. This is not your marriage is not a place where somebody serves you. You serve your partner. That's what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to be serving your partner. You serve each other. People have the wrong mentality about marriage. One of the things they'd be thinking is that, you know, I'm the man of the house. Well, that means you have to serve your wife. You know, you have to serve your husband. You know, you have to serve your partner. That's what that means. You have to serve your partner. It doesn't mean that you are the end all. You know, you have to lift your partner up. You have to serve your partner. And they're not, you're not, you know, you don't have authority over anybody. This is where people have, you know, we're dismantling that wrong mentality. You don't have control over another human being. You gotta remember that. That's not what marriage was about. Marriage is not about you having control over somebody. You don't have any control over anybody in marriage. That's their choice to be there. It's also their choice if they leave. You don't have that choice. If they choose to leave, who are you going to have talk to control over? You have to remember that. You don't have control over another human being. That's not something you have in marriage. Same thing with your kids. Your kids will remember how you treat them, and they will find an exit out of your life if you treat them wrong. There's nothing you can do. Once they get out there, they'll think about that thing so much, and they will never contact you again. This is one of the reasons why you have to be careful how you treat people. You treat your husband and wife, and do it. I remember and treat them well. I remember a story in New York of a woman her husband told her she was fat, ugly. He caused her so much stress. Her teeth were falling out, and she finally left him. Because of that, and one of the things that happened was a guy, met her, fell in love with her, fixed her up, got her teeth fixed, treated her well. This man ended up, he ended up in a very dire financial situation and other stuff. And he saw her on the street one day. He said, "That's a beautiful woman." You know, she was nicely dressed. She had confidence. She was built up. And the next thing, he walked up to her. "Hey, baby," he looked at her. It was his wife. It was his former wife that he threw away because, and she was in a better position he was in. And that's what happens. People end up in a better position. In this, you treat your spouse as if they're kings or queens, and you talk to them. You have that attitude about them because they're not there to serve you. You are there to serve them. And this is important to remember in this situation. Having a vision for your life, you always uplift your husband or wife. They're not there to serve you, to be your servant or to be your slave. That's a wrong mentality that you have to undo, and you will destroy your marriage in the process. They'd make the choice to stay there. Always remember, it's their choice to be with you. You can't do anything about that. If they decide to leave, they're going to leave. You don't have the choice to make them stay. So treat your partner well and treat them with respect. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me.